Left arm, not so orthodox with, strangely, after a very long group of time, is that the right collective term?
Group of time.
I like to change words.
Cluster of money.
Money. Silly points. Okay, here we are with young Sid and young Shriram.
Hello.
Who, 32 and 27, so you're young because I'm 41. It's 22, 23. Anyway, let's move on to the best bowler of all time, if there is such a person.
There is.
And you want to start, Sid?
Yes, Wasim Akram is the best.
You've seen him.
I've seen like the late stages and then 92 highlights. I wasn't born then.
Okay. But 92 was not as much Wasim as it was.
No, but the last few matches was all him.
Okay. But between Wasim and Wakar was still
better. Wakar didn't play the 92
World Cup. I know, but I'm just saying in general, if you ask, that's a tough one.
Because Wasim had more variety, there's no question.
Yeah.
There were 7-8 steps, shoulder action, tack. He's never as quick as Wakar. Wakar was always going to be quicker. And the swinging Yorker, I get what you're saying. The swinging Yorker was...
There you go. Yeah, that
Wakar.
Swinging Yorker was...
Or, as we say in the Punjab, Vicky. Oh, Vicky! There is a...
Him and Glenn are like... So Glenn is right.
Are we talking pace bowlers?
This guy always wants to put two hands on deck.
I mean, so, I can't, yeah. Because
it's, are we talking
ambidextrous?
You can't. Glenn McGrath is like the. I mean, I hate him for getting Sachin's wicket in that. I mean, all the time. But
Glenn McGrath, the metronome on one side, just outside off stump, same length, same length.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, the variety king, because you know what's coming. All kinds of deliveries.
Yeah.
And just with that short run up, you really use a larger.
Actually, I agree. Then Wasim actually is.
Everybody's played him, said he was special. There's no question. He was special.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Good choice. Yes, sir. Shriram.
I'm going to go with Courtney Walsh.
All time?
Yeah.
Saw him.
Really? As the greatest?
Yeah.
I would put Curtly Ambrose above him immediately. Malcolm Marshall above him immediately.
Actually, I was thinking
Andy Roberts above him immediately. Michael Holding above him.
Him and Bishop. Not even Ambrose.
Bishop hardly played.
Yeah, but
back injury.
Yeah, knee injury, you know?
Back and knee, everything. Huh.
But Bishop actually, in that phase...
He was fast. Brilliant. He was definitely fast.
Yeah.
How can you put him at the top with a short career?
I don't know. I feel in the time that I watched cricket, I feel like I Ambrose just, was...
you're
was
just anti-white, I think. That's your problem.
Am I?
Yeah. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Malcolm Marshall. Because I think Malcolm Marshall's impact on test matches was just tremendous.
Huh.
And in the late 80s to early 90s, it was all him. He was the fastest of the pack with that diagonal run-up.
Yeah.
Seeing him, you know, with those five slips, two gullies, maybe a third man, maybe not, and maybe a deep backward square leg and a short leg. There's nobody in front of him.
I feel that's the thing, you know, a lot of the West Indies, because they had the physique for them, right? And that came
only
from...
Only 5'10", not a big guy.
Yeah, which is why Marshall was the sort of antithesis to that.
Anomaly, yeah.
So, but I feel the thing with Walsh, I don't know why, but
I get you, Walsh
he
is
never
right
used
there,
that. He never,
and he got
he was
better.
So graceful.
Walsh's second half is better than his first half.
That's
very
he aged beautifully.
He aged beautifully. Fast bowlers
don't
do
that. Space
right.
as much.
You're right. Maybe McGrath to some extent was able to sustain it, but mostly the second half is not as good.
And that's why I think
Dennis Lee doesn't come into Frank Tyson, Harold Loward.
Frank Tyson?
Are we just discussing pace
Sydney
bowlers?
Barnes has all the records. If you go back in time, Shane Warne, they say greatest leggy. Muralidhar in 800 wickets.
No.
You guys are mentioning Chandrasekhar.
That's what. I think we should have spinners as a separate thing.
Both of Hadley, all at their best.
I think you should have spinners separate.
Chandrasekhar told me Hadley.
Really?
Hadley bowls. That's a bad joke. But he said Hadley was the greatest that he's faced. He could swing the ball both ways. He had a fabulous action. He kept his pace up. He was never very pacey, but it was always probably the 140 mark.
Yeah.
So that sustained pace is also nothing. Brettley could sustain the pace. Shoaib couldn't, for example.
Yeah.
Brettley bowled at 145 plus all the time. With a few over 150, close to 160. But Shoaib would bowl three overs really fast, and then he's dead.
Yeah.
And he's holding his knee, and you know that they have three bowlers now. And they started calling him Shoaib Actor.
Yeah.
You know, this is a true story.
Yeah.
So his pet name was Actor. Because the moment he was like Maradona at his, you know, falling down and holding the wrong knee. Isn't the famous story of Maradona in the 86 World Cup? He falls on his right side and the idiot gets up and holds his left knee. And the sun and all show the pictures in sequence. And like, come on, we're not so stupid.
That's a testament to how good the cocaine was.
This is not a show for that. All right, so quickly, final thing is you're saying left and right, Glenn McGrath, Wasim Akram.
But we should actually have spinners as a round.
Yeah, you all didn't mention a single spinner. Murli should come into it. Why did we forget Murli?
Over Warne, I would go for an underrated name, Stuart McGill.
You didn't play enough.
Yeah, no,
you're just trying to be an irritating young guy who irritates the teacher.
Sorry.
I am the rebel. I will just say antithesis.
No, there has never been a better, and then it'll never be a better leg spinner.
How can you compare?
No, I think McGill was better than Warne.
Before shoulder injuries, and when he could bowl six different deliveries.
Maybe, yeah.
Last 5 years, he only bowled leg breaks.
That's fair.
He only bowled leg breaks. He still got wickets just by changing, altering his length. And the spin imparted. There was like leg break turning this much, that much.
Yeah.
And ball of the century.
I'm just going to call this ball of the century. If he had two of them, it would be balls of the century. And with this point, we should end the show gracefully, I think, guys. Yes. It's lights out and end of day spray. Thank you. Cheers.